It's been a really cool ride, Rich. Honestly, it's been a pleasure to have Aaron come on. We've known each other for a long time. In the days of Rocket Club softball, the Lincoln Rockets, I came on board when Hannah and Lindsay were 7 and 6. Mm-hmm. Aaron's daughter Hannah was already playing and was one of the older teams. I think you guys were what, in 14s probably?
Yeah, 16s maybe.
Yeah. So he was kind of already down the road and kind of one of the officers in the Lincoln Rockets club team. So he kind of guided me along on what it was going to be like.
Yeah.
And then his Hannah and my Hannah actually got to do some stuff together, working out, hitting, just kind of, she was kind of a mentor as an older sister in softball to my Hannah. And it was kind of neat how the relationship started forming after that.
Well, it's been a tremendous season, spring season for you guys as you get ready for an NCAA regional. And wow, it kicks off today on Thursday. And I feel like your team's ready. Try to make a good run here and try to further that postseason, aren't you?
We sure are. We got a really good regional. The Bloomington regional is set up really well for us because the teams that are in it, I think we feel very competitive with the teams that are in it. None of us have played anybody that is an opponent of ours, but statistically looking at everything, other than, what would you say, Aaron, Illinois Wesleyan, who just looks like they're a powerhouse
program. They have been for a while.
Yeah.
So top to bottom, we feel like this is a really good draw for us just to be competitive in this regional. It's going to be obviously up to the girls on how they play and how they prepared. So we'll see how that happens here in about a few hours.
31-11, so it's pretty, you've won your fair share of games, lost a few, but I'm sure, like Mike, I think you and I have talked about it, you guys play a very competitive schedule.
Well, we have four teams out of our conference that made regionals. And you and I have talked about this, that we're in one of the conferences that's a power conference. Every year they send at least two. A few years they'll send three, and this is like the first year we went to regionals in 2022, there was four teams out of our conference that went to that. We were the fourth team that got the at-large bid to go, and it was because, as we said, Central, Luther, Wartburg, Simpson, all those teams are extremely competitive teams in the Division III realm and well-known programs, well-established programs, 30-plus years of being in the division, and I think there's seven national championships out of our conference alone.
I tell you, those Roth girls are just dynamite hitters at the plate. And I was looking, Hannah must be one patient son of a gun. 109 career walks, man. She has got patience like no other at the plate, doesn't she?
She does. She's been a leadoff. And, I think she helps set the tone as she's up there really pushing that pitcher to throw something that's either hittable or holding off on it. And I don't know if I could handle that pressure, Rich. You know, when we played Legion baseball, I wanted to hit right away. And she just really patient. And then you got her little sister who I don't know where she got it from because it's not from me, but man, that kid can see the ball. And she just has unbelievable hand speed and power. Unbelievable.
Those two have kind of been the leaders. It's not just those two. You got a number of leaders with this team, don't you?
We have seven returning upperclassmen that are seniors or coming back for their fifth year, or like we have two, our pitcher, returning pitcher and catcher are six-year seniors because of COVID. They got two extra years. Last year when we finished the season and didn't make it, they found out they had another year. And, they made a commitment to Mary on a bus ride home saying, you know what, if we've got another year, we're coming back. And when they did the research and found out that they had two COVID years, they just love the program. They love being under Mary Yori, being part of the Wesleyan culture, and made a commitment to come back. And God bless them because they're working women now. They are professionals in their careers, so they work 8 hours a day, and then they come to practice and put in a 2 or 3 hour practice, and then travel and all the stuff that us adults do in the adulting world. They're doing players.
Hey, congrats. Those two, I just saw that all-conference honors as well.
Absolutely, yeah. They very well-deserving, that group. I mean, they're Paige Davison, Hannah, Lindsay, Val, Elise. Yeah, and then Elise getting pitcher of the week at conference. She just had an amazing run. And, you know, I know she'll say that, you know, it's the team behind her supporting her. You know, she's kind of a quiet one, doesn't like to say much other than smile and say, yep, let's go, you know. But yeah, they're good people. Very special group of kids, very special group of young ladies that are I don't know. I go back to our last season of Legion. They press on my heart a little bit. They are truly, I would look cardiac kids sometimes. The way they make plays, the way they come back, the way they grind things out. They're always like keeping the blood pressure up in the pool when you re-earn.
Yeah, I've gained several gray hairs this year just with one run victory. So, but yeah, being the pitching coach, it's even more stressful for me because a lot of times I know what pitches come and you just hope they don't hit it, you know. It's but Elise and Val this year have been amazing together. They've been pitching together and catching together for a long time. They know each other. It's like a old married couple out here that, they know each other so well. And it's been a delight. You know, I've only been here for a year, but it's been a delight to see those guys work together and just really be successful. And they've really been an amazing pair to watch.
Aaron, do you make it back here to good old Southwest Nebraska, Beaver City area very much anymore?
I do. Usually it's for deer hunting or fishing or something, usually outdoorsy. Used to come home for holidays a lot, but now my kids are all grown and it's tough to get, you know, a 30-year-old and a 26-year-old to leave their jobs to go do anything too much. They're all working and stuff. So, but no, stay in touch with my mom and dad quite regular. In fact, I just got off the phone with them last night. Just they're engaged and wanting to know the game and wanting to watch, so they're pretty hyped up too.
They're still living in the Beaver City area?
Yeah, they live at Stanford on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Beaver City and Orleans, right in there is where I grew up, about 10 miles east of Beaver City.
Yeah, the times have changed since you were back in high school, late 80s, when Beaver City had a school and everybody around here had their own schools. Now everything's consolidated, and of course Southern Valley now is kind of patrols that area, but yeah, things have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, my brother was the first class to graduate out of Southern Valley, so that was kind of and they were really good in high school sports. They were really good in track and football and basketball, so having to have their, you know, their high school career kind of split up between being a Class D school, and then that first year they were Class B in track and C1 in football, and so that was quite a jump for them. They were still really successful. I think they made the state quarterfinals in football, went to state in basketball, and did really well in track that first year. They ran Class B in track and did really well. So,
well, Rich, we were just talking about some names of the old softball fast pitch guys in Aaron and I were in the same circles, and he remember playing against good old RC,
yeah, Ron Coleman.
Oh, yes. I've heard the stories about Coach Coleman being really, really good out there.
Yeah, Larry Samway, just a bunch of those guys that were kind of on my dad's age. And I got involved when I was really young because my dad still played men's fast pitch. I still play in Southeast Lincoln.
You played with Jim Hager.
Yep, Jim Hager.
And he played with the Stritz and
the Leeses.
Yep, and Dennis Lease. It's funny how things come full circle in life.
Those are the good old days. Softball, kind of fast pitch here in Western Nebraska, at least Southwest Nebraska, it's not the same anymore. They just don't have the teams. They don't put the game teams together like they used to.
Nope, there's just a real shortage of pitchers. That's terrible because, I mean, I started pitch when I was 23 years old. Just because my dad's team kind of folded, they were getting to the age of, you know, wanting to chase kids around and doing all that stuff. And so he gave me some advice and said, Aaron, if you want to play this game for as long as you can, have a pitch because you can always find 8 other yahoos to go with you. So he was correct. I usually could find 8 other guys to go with me. So, but yeah, I still pitch down here, and it's a blast. My son plays on our team, so it's kind of a good fit. My body sometimes argues with me every morning, but.
I'll tell you what, he's not kidding. He comes in and pitches to the girls, and boy, they're in awe of some of the things he can make the ball do, because they don't see that in from their side of it in college. So he's got a curveball and a knuckleball and a changeup, and he's got a curve change, and the ball's dancing around, and the girls are like, "What was that?"
So guys, after you make a good run, you're going to win this regional coming up. What happens after that?
Well, everything points to the West. We're on the same side of the bracket as Linfield, which is a perennial powerhouse. They've been in the national tournament quite a few years. I think they made it to the Final Four last year. They beat Central out of our conference. And it's kind of funny. I ran into the assistant coach out at a camp out in the state of Washington. They're out of Oregon. I think we take care of business, and we get through this regional, we have to head out to Oregon, because they're a really good program.
We're hoping for the best, because it's been a great run. You never want to see the girls play that last game, and you make it last as long as you can.
Absolutely.
That is true, because this is truly the last of the last for me with my daughters. So it's kind of neat watching them both get to finish out together, and how they feed on that, and how they've them and their teammates have really become close. I mean, this is a very close group of girls. We're what, 16 strong?
Yeah.
We're not a big roster, but man, those girls, the 16 of them, young and old, are really tight. They really do a great job of picking each other up and playing hard for each other. Because, I mean, we can coach them all the one on the X's and O's and on all the little things, but honestly, some of the things they do, we've had some pickoff plays, we've had some
defensive plays,
some offensive things they do on some squeeze plays, and just, you know, every aspect of the playbook, this group of kids just seem to be able to just operate and execute. And, you know, it's almost like we can't feed them enough sometimes, because they just immediately pick it up and go do it and immediately adjust. And I don't want to tout them as one of the great teams, but I mean, this is the first time Wesleyan has won a conference title in softball.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and only this group of kids could do it. I mean, to make the run they did and have to play who they had to play to get there, and then to win it, you know, because there's no double elimination in our conference tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You have to win every game. You lose once, you're out. So it was pretty neat to watch. It was really neat to watch. And watch them do it, because, like I said, we kind of gave them the reins after we got through the season and said, here it is. Go do what you're going to do.
So, Mike, what's your summer look like? Got a lot of stuff going on still with the sport of softball?
Yeah, still doing club ball, still helping out with Prodigy. And then, you know, I plan to come back and actually, if there's water in the lake, try to do something.
I think there's water, maybe not as much as back when we were in high school. I mean, back in the days where there was a lot more water, but I think there's still some fish out there too.
I plan to get back and spend a little bit of time out at the marina. And sounds like the marina and the lakes, kind of the associations have kind of got things figured out, and sounds like they're moving forward in a good direction, and hopefully that all parties involved with that now can kind of be at peace, and things can kind of progress the way they should, and everybody gets to enjoy the recreational side of things out there.